From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case that began with a medical disaster, a woman who lost her arm. The justices will have to decide whether a drug company can be sued for not warning of a drug's risks on the label if the company uses a label approved by the FDA. Here's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
The patient in this case is a Vermont musician named Diana Levine, who got gangrene and had to have her arm amputated as the result of an injection of the anti-nausea drug Phenergan. Levine sued the drug maker Wyeth, claiming that the Phenergan label should have ruled out one method of administering the drug. That method, called IV push, has a small risk of error. If the drug is sent into the artery instead of the vein, it causes irreversible gangrene. Diana Levine.
This whole thing was avoidable. The only reason it happened is because Wyeth had not changed their label to disallow this method of administration.
A jury agreed with Levine and it awarded her $6 million in compensatory damages. Wyeth appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which heard arguments today. Former Solicitor General Seth Waxman told the justices that the FDA had weighed the risks and benefits of the drug, had approved the label, and that the company could not on its own change the label to add additional warnings once the label was approved. Justice Anthony Kennedy didn't seem to buy that argument. Kennedy, you say it's impossible for Wyeth to comply with state law on adequate warnings and at the same time comply with the federal label requirements. I don't understand that. I think I could design a label that meets both requirements. Justice Samuel Alito, how could the IV push method be safe and effective when, on the benefit side, this is not a life-saving drug, this is a drug that relieves nausea, and on the other side, it poses the risk of gangrene? Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg chimed in, how could the benefit outweigh the substantial risk? Justice David Souter, Wyeth could have gone back to the FDA at any time to change the label, and it didn't. Answer, in the absence of new information, we could not change the label. Supporting Wyeth in the Supreme Court today was the Bush administration, which, in a sharp break with decades of FDA policy, is now siding with the pharmaceutical industry. Justice Ginsburg asked why the administration had changed positions, but got no answer from Deputy Solicitor General Edwin Kneedler. Ginsburg, there are 11,000 drugs on the market. Is the FDA really monitoring all of them to see if there's new information that should be noted on a label? Justice Stephen Breyer, why isn't the fact that a certain number of people are getting gangrene, why isn't that new information that justifies the manufacturer strengthening the warnings on the label? If you read the regulation, it says the manufacturer can do that. End of case. Answer, the risk of gangrene is not new information. Diana Levine's lawyer, David Frederick, rebutted that answer when he stood to argue. In the years since the label was approved by the FDA, he said there have been more than 20 amputations in cases involving the IV push method. Wyeth knew about these but did not connect the dots, he said, to warn that the IV push method should not be used. Justice Antonin Scalia and Chief Justice Roberts, voices raised, went after him with a vengeance. Scalia, excuse me, those risks were set forth on the labeling approved by the FDA. Answer, the FDA never considered the relative risks of the IV push method and other methods of administering the drug. Chief Justice Roberts, people can say it's safe for you to walk down the sidewalk. That doesn't mean there's no risk that you get hit by lightning or something else. Justice Scalia, if you're telling me the FDA acted irresponsibly, then sue the FDA. Answer, the idea that the label is set in stone for all time misunderstands the way the process works. When the FDA approves a drug and its label, it does so based on small clinical trials, 1 or 2,000 people. When the drug is marketed and goes to lots and lots of people, and the adverse reactions start occurring in greater numbers, the regulations permit a drug maker to supplement the label with that information. Chief Justice Roberts, so your case depends on us finding that there was a new risk here that the FDA did not consider? Answer, the question is, what did the manufacturer know and when did it know it? The manufacturer has a duty of due care, a duty to analyze new information on risk and to make appropriate changes in the warning to reflect that. It didn't live up to that duty. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.